All right, we're in Simet Tzadik Dalid. We learned the Mechaber. We're up to the Ramah in Simet Tzadik Dalid. I guess we'll quickly see the Mechaber again. I wanted to be Magdim, something that was mentioned last week. We keep on talking about milchika spoons, milchika knives. So it was mentioned that it's rare that a spoon or a knife is truly milchik. It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan writes at the end of Simet Tzadik Dalid, Bida, the sakin chayleves be medina seinu shabash shaila lefnei achachem. That when a chacham is asked shaila regarding a milchika utensil, yachgar, you should ask, b'meh hasakin chayleves. What do you mean? It's a milchika knife. Dal piroiv, emes simen b'sakin shalchalav b'raseach klal. It's not common that you stick a milchika knife into a klirishin. Rak chaytkin gavina v'chema, they used it to cut butter or cheese. Ve'ibay din sachin chalevis klal. L'chein tzarech hachachem lachka b'zek, dayv shaloi lahafsid mamin Yisrael chinam. He says that you have to find out if it's really milchik. Dar shayalim einam b'kim b'zek. People who ask the shayla, they tell you it's a milchik knife or a milchik spoon, and they don't realize that it's rare that something is truly milchik. Ben Yaymeh, that it should be such a thing. It's really very rare. I didn't say it's not possible. I said that it's rare. Well, I don't know hot pizza. We'll see if it's a davagush. Lasagna and a cliche is still not a schabon. So we're going to learn the dinam of davagush today, and I think Makam Hefsa Merubah will make a lot of davagush. But you're right. I didn't say it's not possible. It's possible. Do you use little knives for lasagna? You cut it from the pan and from the lasagna pan. That's true. That's a klirisha. I didn't say it's not possible. I'm just saying that it's rare that it's a ben yoimai from milchiks, from a klirisha of milchiks. Okay. Let's see. Siv Zayin. Let's quickly review the Mechaber. I think we're up to the Ramah. Well, maybe I left it with a question at the end. I don't remember. The Mechaber said, "Basa reseya shechot chay b'sakin chay leves." Sizayin, hot meat that was cut with a milchika knife. Kolachaticha asura im ein ba shishim keneged makam asakin. If there's no shishim keneged makam asakin shechot chabasar, then it asks bekulay. Chayetz pashit. Talking about, sorry, we're talking about klirishin. Milch genai, firasis bakulai. Aval me'ena ben yaimai. Oy, me'ena yadeashu ben yaimai. Or even if you just don't know that it's a ben yaimai, stam kelem anapene yaiman. So then, the Mechaber says, ene yaisal kadei klipa. Be'ena ben yaimai, it only asks kadei klipa. So we discussed this last week. The idea that when it's Eina Ben Yaimai, we're not worried about Belias. We're worried about the Shamnunis that's on the face of the knife. And that would go in Kedei Klipa. And that's why you need a Kedei Klipa. So I think I asked you at the end of the week that what would turn out if you would have a Ben Yaimai knife and a Shishim, if you're cutting a piece of meat with a ben yaimai milchika knife and a shishim, sounds like everything's mutter. And if it's an eina ben yaimai knife and you're cutting it, then you need kedei klipa. That would be very strange. Then an eina ben yaimai would be, in a way, more chomer than a ben yaimai. So
why would you say there's no shamnunis? It's asked about spliya, but the same shamnunis didn't come off in the day or go on in the day.
I mean, if the shishim, it should still need a kedei klipa because of the.
The ben yom was al shamnunis. The ben yom has to have shamnunis also.
Then the ben yom also has shamnunis. So really, the mechaber was misleading a little bit. What? If you cut a davar kasha with it, it'll have shamnunis al piv. By sakin chalev, you cut a hard cheese, it'll have shamnunis al piv. That's what, look, it says, Eina Yaisal Kedei Klipa, it's talking because of the be'en that's on it. That's the whole point. So that's the Lashon of the Taz Yud Gimel. Hatam Shum Shamnunis Shal Asakin, Shastam Sakin Yeshlov Shamnunis. That's what Taisi Gimel says. That Stam Sakin has Shamnunis.
When we started last week, we were saying that there are knives, we're saying you're clean, it's not a dormitory knife, it's not, our knives are clean. So we went into the shop and said it's out of Balu, out of the Belize. So why do our knives now, Aina Ben Yomo? So how are we coming back to the Shamnunis?
Again, we have a Kabbalah that there's an idea by a knife that even Eben Yomei has Shamnunis Alpanov. I said last year the Shah says that the Shamnunis is similar to a Bliya. We're still talking about the Shamnunis, just that it's absorbed into the thin layer of the surface, however that means exactly. But it's still, there's no Hetzer of Eben Yomei.
Yeah, theoretically with
yeah. Okay, there's a question of how we're Mishayer the Makam HaSakin, and I didn't go into it because maybe I should go into it. There's a Machlokes in the Taz and the Shach. We have a rule that Milsa Dulei Rami Alei De Inish V'Lav Adayta. If someone's doing something and he doesn't know that there's any Shaila involved, he doesn't think too much about how he's cutting something. The question here that Taz and Shach discuss is when you cut a piece of meat with a knife, you need shishim against the knife. How much of the knife do you need shishim against? You don't need against the handle, that's for sure. How much of the knife do you need? So it's only the amount of the knife that cut the meat. So the Taz says that we're not sure how much of the knife. The person says, oh, I only cut it with the top half of the knife. So the Taz says, a person doesn't think about these things. And you need shishim against the entire knife. That's what the Taz says. One minute. And the Shach says that's not so. The Shach brings that the Marshal holds that way in the Chav Ches. But he says, the Mechaber of Rav Iker, the Mechaber in the Ramah is the Iker, that we're machmer enough by the knife, that if a person says he knows, he could rely on what he remembers. He says, Miuvade le'om rok shirdu alay bebirer. So Shach Chav Ches and Taz Yud Beis have an argument about whether you're neman to say how much of the knife was used to cut the meat. Not that negeya, because we're not so precise in our ability to measure shishim, and our knives are not that thick, so we typically measure against the whole blade. It's hard to say. A person ate a steak and he didn't use the whole blade, he only used most of the blade. It's a very difficult thing, and anyway we're not mishara that precisely to be able to know. Okay. But it is a machlokes here, the Shach and the Taz. Klipa of the part of the knife that cut the meat. But like I said, we measured the whole... Where the meat cut the...
Where the knife cut the meat,
that's where you have to cut off a clip on both sides. Less than the width of the blade, only can they clip it, yeah. That's the same. No, you always need clipa. Yeah, klipa also means a klipa of the makam
hasakin. Right, so klipa is more than makam hasakin. Klipa, you have to peel off each
that's
stayed together, right?
I'm missing something. There's meat and there's a knife. You're not peeling the knife, you're peeling the meat.
Right.
All right, so somebody want to bring a piece of meat, we'll cut it, and wherever you cut it, you take klipa on both sides.
Whereas, if you need only the width.
60 times then. Shishim can never do that. Okay. Okay, good.
So the knife, you have a big knife. Which part of the knife is causing the tuchus? Only the part of the blade. The rest of it is following in. Why should you need the whole width? Why should you need the whole width of the knife?
You do need the whole width of the knife. The question is that only the very edge of the blade is cutting it. I'm not so smart to figure out tuchka. I guess it all pushes in.
We don't say that the blades are in the part of the knife that are not touching the meat, they're pulled in from the heat.
Yeah, no, the heat you need, that's shishim. I'm saying even when you need shishim, now we're talking about you need a klipa. Because the
Mishal Shishim, what Mishal Shishim against?
Against the whole knife. The whole blade.
The whole blade.
The whole blade, yeah.
Is it Shishim you're talking about as a Mishal, or it's in water?
No, we said that it's a Basar Reseach. The Chumrah of the Mechaber is, if you have Basar Reseach plus look at the Sakina, so then you need Shishim against the whole thing. It's not Kedei Netila. Even without Shamei. Right. So as I said last week, there are three dinim that we've learned about Tukka de Sakina. Vayidava Kasha, you need Kedei Klipa. Vayidava Charif, you need Kedei Netila. And Vayidava Reseach, you need Shishim against the entire knife. So that's the summation of basically of the dinim of Tukka de Sakina.
Why do you say any of
the Ben Yaima is Stam Kael Ma'ena Ben Yaiman? So it's a Stam Kaili, right? Because the Stam Keli, we assume, is not a Ben Yaima. Okay, so this is the Mechaber's Din that we did last week. Let's turn now to the Ramah, the Chalzer. Now, you have to realize, anytime you learn Yeredeya, that we're all accustomed to being Machmir and a Klisheni, that the Mechaber and Ramah both hold that Klisheni is not Maflut Mavliya. That a klisheni doesn't do anything, it's only klirishin and irik klirishin. And it's important to remember that because you read the Shulchan Aruch very often, it could be confusing otherwise. So now let's read the Ramah. The chozeh b'basar iseyap b'klirishin. This is all talking about hot meat in the klirishin. V'ozem ha'sakin ben yaymai. That if the sakin was used within 24 hours. V'ein shishin b'basar negen ha'sakin. Ha'kel aser. Then everything is a problem. You have a ben yaymei melachik, you have meat, and everything needs to be kasher. Aval imu klisheni, but if it's a klisheni, in which case it doesn't have a din of hat, habasar tzarach klipa, then the meat only needs kedei klipa, because that's a davar. We're assuming a meat is a davar kasher. Vasakin itza bekarka, and the knife you stick into the ground 10 times. V'chei nayagin v'afilu. And even sak is not a ben yaymai, you still need the klipa because of the shamnunis, the be'en that's on top of the knife. So here we have that the din of a klisheni, according to the mechaber, is not an issue. What?
Therefore,
the hot basa was put into the plate.
But you're
cutting the basa. What are the words you're looking for?
Davagush.
Davagush. So we're going to see here, this is the arichus here has to do with Davagush. But before I get to Davagush, yes.
Excuse me, klisheni is a plate. But what happens if it's a paper plate?
Doesn't
the rub hold that these kind of cups are not
klisheni? I don't know, the whole thing with the styrofoam cups. Rapelsky once made a comment here about styrofoam cups, and he asked him to clarify. I wasn't here. He came 1 week. He said styrofoam cups are not really defines makaris. And to clarify, he said something like, "There's no real nafkamina la halacha. It's still not a klirishin, but it's not makara." I'm very confused about what he meant by that.
The plate would be the same thing.
I'm very confused about what he said. At any rate, let's talk about regular cases. He's not adding. I think he's just worried that it would sound like he was differing with the mechaber. So he's clarifying that he doesn't need to differ with the mechaber. Now, mechaber holds klishen is no bliya. There's no mafla.
What is the
only because of the shem needs a bekarka. Yeah. Okay. The reason the second needs a bekarka is when you cut a davar kosher, it gets a small amount of shamlunis up on the blade. So now this was already milachik. Now you cut meat with it. So now it has the shamlunis of the meat also. So you have to get the shamlunis off the blade. You eat a bakarka, bakarka kosher, you eat a bakarka kosher, it cleans the blade very well. Well, I don't know about soap and water. It says eat a bakarka. That's good. I mentioned that. That's not clear to me. What the din of soap and water is good. I don't know if Paul mentioned maybe with steel wool it's good. But you need something more than just washing. They also had soap and water, and they said you need to bakarka. I can't answer you. I'm not a baki. The difference between 5 nitzas and 10 nitzas. So I can't tell you. What it says here is you need nitzah bekarka. And pashtus, that's what you need. I there are some paiskim, bismanazeh, who say that, you know, that nowadays maybe our blades are easier to clean. And if you clean it well with hot water and soap, that it's good. It's hard to understand why Shulchan Aruch didn't say that if that was so. You know, they also cleaned. They use lye. Nowadays we don't use lye because we know it kills people. So it could be that their knives were not easy to clean. That may be. And I don't know. It's like I said, it's a tough call. I don't know. But discussing klisheni. Let's for a minute discuss klisheni, and then more arichos will discuss davar gush, which is really the topic that the Taz and Shach talk about. Just to talk for a moment about klisheni. The halacha of a klisheni is a chumrah which is based on Tosis. A Tosis in Masechta Sekira who brings actually 3 shittas what a klisheni does. One that a klisheni is mevashel, one that a klisheni does nothing, and a middle shita that klisheni is not mevashel, it doesn't cook for Hilchos Shabbos, but it is mafluta mavliya as far as the halachas of blias going are concerned. That way it enters the stira from Masechta Shabbos to Masechta Scholah, and it answers one of the stiras. So it's unclear to us what a kli sheni does. We're machmir, like the Shach on a kli sheni, we're machmir that it is maflid or mavliya, and b'makom hefsid, hefsim ruba maybe, there are many mekilim. The yisai that I once mentioned, b'shem Rav Maisha, is mentioned here. I see Derech Agav in the Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat and Lamed Beis. here he brings Meish Mishaimek Shiru Basa Levada Mekdeh Lekavetel Yishbet in Klivishin. I'm sorry. He says Behefsin Meruba Obidiyeved Kedai Hu Rabbeinu Ramal Lismachalav Di Iker Chamimas Klivishin. Why they define a shalakli? L'chein gam begush, keep it alakli define a shalakli. Ain lezed in klivishin. Says makim hefsim ruba, a person could be meikel. Then he brings biyushalmi ma'isus yeshraya brura rabenu rama shayim esham a hefresh ben klivishin klisheini chad omar sheyosh by hefresh beetzam achamimus v'chad omar sheim boem hefresh bechamimus v'akol zed in klisheini. He says here that somebody says in Yerushalmi, I don't know who it is, that there's no difference in the temperature. The cool of klisheni is nothing to do with the temperature of the contents of the kli. And the reason for that is that if you could have yatsa lettuce by a kli rishon, which could be 150 degrees, 140 degrees, is a kli rishon. And there are many times that you have a kli sheni and it's 180 degrees. So Ramesha writes in the tshuva that it has nothing to do with the temperature, because otherwise there could be no such thing as a kli sheni. And it has to do with the, call it the quality, in fact, use the word the quality of the heat, the quality of the heat, which direction it's going. It's cooling off more quickly in a klisheni. And therefore, a klisheni is a klisheni, a klisheni is a klisheni. The whole idea of blias we have in Kabbalah. And therefore, this is the halacha that seems to be at least makobal, that a klisheni, even if it's very hot. We're going to see Pesachei Tshuva Zayin in a moment, and we'll see an exception to that, but I'd like for us to go b'seder. We're talking now about Yerodea. We're now talking about Yerodea. We're talking about Hilchos Shabbos. What? What does he hold by Shabbos?
He's
not Mevashel. He's Mevashel. So hold the same thing here. I mean, the Chazenish, not the Chazenish. We hold, just for a minute, on Shabbos, I'm almost like a Mishael for Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're machmer on a klisheni, not because we pass the klisheni as Mevashel. It's a mistake. We're machmer on a klisheni because of Kalei Abishel. The Mechaber says in Shin Yud Ches, Yesh Tavarim, Shem Kalei Abishel. There are some things that cook easily, and those things that cook easily, even in a klisheni, even in a klisheni, there are things, he says, there are some type of fish that you just pour hot water on them, even from klisheni, and they cook. Kulayis l'spanin. And if you see that you're masakin the Michael through heat, that's Bishel. The Mechaber says that we're machmir on all foods that they might be Kalei Abishel, unless we have a clear Kabbalah that they're not. Stam, we're machmir a klisheni, not because the klisheni is mevashel, but because there are things that are Kalei Abishel, and we're not Bekiyim, what are Kalei Abishel? And that's why we're machmir. There are three things we know are not Kalei Abishel. That says Beferish. Mayim, water. Now it's very negat to ice cubes. Sometimes people want to put an ice cube into a hot tea. So you say, wait, if it's a klisheni, then I don't put in the things that are klisheni. But mayim, you're allowed to put in the klisheni. So water, or shemet, or oil, or tavlin. Tavlin, spices, also are not, don't cook in a klisheni. It's something of a question, what are included in tavlin? Every new spice they come up with today is tavlin, it's not mistaber. So the question is, what are tavlin? Is it just a few things that they mentioned in Chazal, saffron and ginger and pepper, the few things they mentioned? Or even other things? So it's interesting, this is one thing that Chazanish is a bigger makel. He spreads a wide net on cliche, on what's called tavlin. But at any rate, I just want to make this point that on Shabbos, it's not because we pass on the cliche and he's mevashel. Mechaber Amar don't hold the tiva mafel mavliya, and we're machmer as mafel mavliya, but not that it's mevashel. The reason we're machmer on cliche is because we're not pikim and kalei abishel, and therefore we don't put things in a cliche. However, the things that we know don't cook. These three things are, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Chazanish is makel that lemon juice is tavlin. He says you could put lemons in it's all sorts of spice. No one eats lemons, and you could put it into a klisheni. He means to put in the whole lemon into the klisheni, but a slice of the whole lemon in the klisheni. But it should be known that even though we grow up knowing klisheni with machmir, not so poshut. Now here in Yeridaya, we're not talking about mevashel. We're talking about mafel mavliya. If it causes bliyas to travel, which is a separate category. Mechaber is mekel, we're machmir, except in the case of a hefsa meruba. The question is, what about a dover gush? What about the idea of a dover gush? And I'd like to read with you the source of the chumrah of dover gush in Taz Yud Dalid. About 6 or 7 lines in, he brings divrei rashal perikid anasha simim emdala vizela shaynai. Now there's a reason I want to read it. Because the gedarim of a davar gush we have to have. Now, for those of you who have never heard of davar gush, I think we're all familiar. Davar gush means something which retains its heat because it's a solid. We say defanais makarais. The walls of the klisheni cool, you put soup into klisheni, the walls cool it. That's something that's affected by the walls. It's a liquid, it spreads out over the walls. But if you put in a steak, the steak is not as affected by the walls of the klisheni. And that, the Marshal now says, is different. Let's see the Marshal inside. Vizela Shaina, I want to read his Lashon. In mine, it's 6 lines down, 7 lines down. It says, Divrei Rishal Perikid Anasha Simim Memdalid, Vizela Shaina. The Loi Shaya Klisheni, Ela Bimayim Veraitiv. Klisheni is only by water or gravy. The Chol Dovrat Solul, Shemis Arav Miyav in the Skarab in the Hera. And liquids which mix quickly and cool rapidly. Avalei bechatichas bas of a dag, the chodavah shul gush, not with a piece of fish or meat, or any davar gush. Wait, the chol zman shayatze ledes by oimid bechamim musay. That as long as it's still hot, it's considered to have its full heat. Umaflu ramavli shapir. Umishum hachi nira. Now this I want to show you. It says mishum hachi nira the daichin va'iris. Doichim v'ayris are corn and rice. Gamkein. Achash and nisaru mikadeiru l'tech kaira. After they're poured from a pot into a plate, cause machi yasila, that's by heka klirishin. As long as they're still hot, they have a din klirishin. V'naf kaminya l'inyin basa b'chalav. Shemakaf v'nyoymei b'basar. If you have a v'nyoymei spoon for fleishiks, v'adoichein b'lua mechalav ayibcha, and the corn has milk in it, or the reverse, it has meat in it, and the spoon is milchik, neser ha-maichel mishubasa b'chalav, v'gam neser ha-kaf, v'oyser achakach k'deir acheres, and everything becomes treif. You're going to stick a fleishik, a spoon in, I think by us it's more shriach, that rice would have some gravy in it. So you have some rifle gravy, and a milchik spoon gets put into it. He says that's a double gush, and then the spoon that you stick in is going to become treif. And if you stick it into another pot, it makes the other pot treif, etc. So, now, the reason I want to read this lashon is to show you that he includes doichin va'iriz in davar gush. In the category of what's called the davar gush, he includes doichin va'iriz, which I'm not sure. If you take rice does spread out over a keli to a certain degree, but apparently it doesn't spread like liquid. And that also, he also is called the davar gush. Unless he's called about clumpy rice before Uncle Ben. I don't know. Nothing except for liquid. He seems to say only liquid and gravy. He seems to hold liquid alone. Wait, we're not to child here. We'll get to child in a minute. So I'm talking now that davar gush, according to the Machmirim, is quite chomer. Now wait, let me just finish. The Taz himself doesn't pask in davar gush. If you look at the end of his Taz, the very end of the Taz, the last two lines, the Taz himself paskins davar gush only by duchin de sakina. In other words, he doesn't hold that if you stick a spoon in, that you have to be machmir, but it's in the photostats, it's on the very bottom line of the page, last half a line. He's only machmir davar gush by duchka. However, the shas of katan lamid is machmir straight out on davar gush. And as you know, generally in Yeridaya we follow the shach, and therefore we're machmir on davar gush, except we're machmir hefsid meruba. Certainly, if it's a large hefsid, we're makel, or with tzirufim, we're makel.
Not so
good.
That
should
be
yasa
rice.
Rice? I don't know. I like hot rice. Everybody must. Depends. It depends on the cook, how the cook likes to serve it. But if you like it hot, then it's going to be. Yasa ledes is 130, 140 degrees. It's
definitely cool quicker than the meat, but it's hot when you take it out.
Right.
So, Machman Klisheni is making a big similar to Alacha?
Yeah, because Klisheni, we're more mekel with Tzirufim, and Davar Gush, we're less mekel, it's more chal. Less than Yatzel Edes is always mutter, even a Klirishon. Even on the fire, if it's less than Yatzel Edes, then it's mutter. Someone has a frozen soup, and they put it on the fire to defrost, and they realize they put it in a fleishiger, it's milk, they put it in a fleishiger pan, they pull it off, and everything's still cold, if this, then it's not a problem. Now,
is the same thing of double gush, but something like rice.
Let's say we'll see the Pesach Tshuva. Okay, we'll see the Pesach Tshuva in a moment. So,
the same
Davar Gush is the same chumra on Shabbos of a Davar Gush, which could cause something of a problem. I'll tell you, I don't know if I should tell you because you're not going to want to hear this, but let's say you have, we're going to talk about Charles in a minute. In the Pesach Tshuva, about the question is, what happens if you have a davar gush and liquid? Okay, different types of chalent. There's chalent that most people have in the house, which have a lot of liquid. In the shul, usually it's all dried out by the time you get to a kiddush. And maybe some houses have, I only know my wife's chalent, but
1 week
it's one way. Okay. We'll talk soon if it has liquid. Let's just talk about a davar gush. The first shaila was about putting ketchup on a davar gush. So that is a Truman Digris Maisha about ketchup. It's really a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that you could be makel. This is a great example of a tziruf. We say you mitzarif different things. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the word ketchup, but he says a liquid that was cooked and became cold,
We passed in Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, that a liquid that became cold, there is a problem with Bishul, but it's a Machlekes Rishayim. But it's a Machlekes Rishayim. And there are Rishayim that hold a Bishul Acha Bishul, even by cold. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you could be Mekel by putting ketchup into a klisheni, or he says, I think even onto a Dover Gush, because you can be Mitzarev, the two Shitas together. The idea that it's not Mevashel, and the idea that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. And therefore, you could put ketchup on a Dover Gush, because worst case scenario, it's a liquid, and a liquid is we have the tziruf of the two shitas. The one ha'ara which I had, I happen to be learning Simon Shiyat Ches now, is what about, are you permitted to put a piece of potato kugel into your chalent? Seems that people like to smash some potato kugel into the chalent. The potato kugel is a davar hanefe. It's not a davar hanesbashel. It's something that's baked. And we say, yesh bishul acharafiyah. That there is bishul after baking.
If you take
a baked potato kugel and you want to put it into a hot cholent,
before
Shabbos you can do it, and they can eat it on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, people come down to a kiddush and they have a piece of potato kugel. They like to put it with the cholent. So that I'm not sure. What? Not if you mamish cook it. I'm talking about putting it into the cholent, mashing it into the cholent. Your plate, yeah. So you want to be mekel again, the same type of kula. We'll say that it's a klisheini. Plus, there's a shita that ain't bishul acharafia. Nachinami. It's the same tziruf as the ketchup, sort of. Okay, you're right. It could be klishlishi sometimes. Serve your plate.
If you have a double push, does it make a difference?
Oh, Dover Gush is no difference to Shem. Because Dover Gush, there will be no difference. What? I don't know about your house, by me, it's a lettuce. Yeah. I've never eaten the chalent down here, so I don't know. It's not so hot, you mean?
Not so good or not so hot?
And the second one I don't think is on Gale
Alam. He's Fechuva Zion. So we have here the Machlokes about a Dover Gush, and okay. Pesach Teshuvah Zayin has two very important nidainim. First, Ayin b'Seilas L'Mincha Klachov Gimel Shekasav Shebetayrus Asham Herich Laidash Mashal to Paschal Laidash Mashal that a Dover Gush is Aser Ach Shemachalek. If you have a mixture of meat and liquid into the klisheni, he says that since the liquid does go in the whole pot, that affects the piece of meat which is the middle of the pot, and mimela, the rule of Dava Gush does not apply if there's a liquid in the pot as well, because the liquid combines to be so far he's being made.
Now some gravy that
the roast with some, well, I don't know about a little bit of gravy, but if it's sitting in liquid, it's sitting in liquid. Now I am a chuvis chasam sefer simin tzadikei. I mentioned to you, I think in the past, chasam sefer is always in brackets in the pischei chuva, because it was in the second printing, in the original printing pischei chuva, he didn't have the chasam sefer, and later it was published. He put it in the second printing, and it's good to know, because sometimes you have a cross-reference for Pischei Tshuva, and the number is off. It says, look at Pischei Tshuva, Dalid, and it's not Dalid. Very often, the reason it's not Dalid is because it was Dalid in the first print. There's some Pischei Tshuvas that are only a Chassam Sefer. And those would push the numbers off a little. So if you're off, look at Pischei Tshuva, just look a number or two later, usually you'll get it. Now, listen to the Chassam Sefer, it's extraordinary Chumrah. I am sure some cipher simon tzadike sheherich bezeva kasav she beikar adin loy nafkamina kulihai. Says beikar adin, there's not such a big nafkamina.
The other regilim lahachmir bechol akelim, afilo kli shlishi kos matchi yetzadis bay. Kumbash gaza prichadas seisim and samach beis im loy behefsin meruba. The subsefer says our minig. When you say it's our minig, you have to bring him a card. Our minig is doesn't matter how many kelim it is. Afilo kli shlishi kos a man that it's yetzel ledis bay. If it's not behefsin meruba, we're machmir. So im loy behefsin meruba, but yesh oit svaris lahatir with a tziruf. Ubechol zois im efshel lahashir akelim ulahashis klicheres. If it's a metal keli that you could kasher for klicheres that you could wait 24 hours on a matzvichin hechsher b'shiul, we say you have to be masher it or wait 24 hours. Ulapamim gam kein lagel klicheres gimul pamim v'raischem achar ashiyoi. Ukamashkasa atuv kachal b'shem bala iter. The chama de efshel loy lemeved behetera avdinon. He says that whatever we could do, we do. And if it's yatzer led us by, even a klishlishi, even not a davar gush, he says we're machmir. Vaz ratzalai mikshuhesim meruba, avdina kol tinsdiki anal, bevadi yesh lahakal, afilu bedavar gush, tikdai ramal, listen, tinsdiki is all the eitzes. We do all these eitzes. We kasha when we can kasha, we wait when we can wait. Then you can be saymachan and bevsim meruba, vathilu bevasim chalav, titam ki ikashaloi chamet fei, kovakin akpanu hacha, al korcha klad bishul gomeru, kamashkiach amichas Yaakov, Kesed Klasa Machalov, Aleka, Listen, Rabbanan, Kalkin Bishari Sulun, Dolakomer, Tamki Ika, Kalkat, Yeshus Mech Alanal. So he says here an extraordinary Chumra that we're Machmer, even Klisheni, Klishlishi, no matter what, and we do whatever we could. We don't throw away Kalim over it, but we kasher to the best that we can, and that we're Machmer.
And the food will come
by Ben Yabnei Yadman, yeah. Now, I don't know what to do with it. What do you do when you have such a some cipher? And you look at every other cipher, and they all take seriously. Klishe, klishe, klishlishi. Everybody takes it seriously. And some cipher says, we have a minute to be machmer all the time. So I don't know how you go about what?
When
is Yatzel Ledes? When is Yatzel
Ledes?
Yeah. If it's not Yatzel Ledes, it's certainly Mekel.
Put my hand in my
team, it's
klishlishi.
Okay. All right. But so the point is that this some cipher, it sort of takes you by surprise. And he doesn't say it here, Lagabe Shabbos. Yeah, that's right. This is more Kal than Shabbos. No, Shabbos you need Bishul. Remember, even the sheet is a Rishayim to hold it's Machlul Mavliyah, but they don't hold that it's Mevashul. So it's a little tricky to know what to do with this. What? As long as it's hot, and who cares? Yeah, the problem is that all the Paiskim don't seem to go with that approach.
So,
not a printer's error. No. It's safe for hell this way. So it's a little difficult to know how to deal with it, but it's Lamaisa, definitely a Tziruf L'chumra. When you have other Tzirufim that you start to put together, and It's a little difficult, and
so we said with regard to Shabbos, we can't necessarily apply this to Shabbos.
With regard to Shabbos, not Lav Dafka that this applies to Shabbos. No, it doesn't apply to Shabbos.
Isn't that
Dav
Gush?
What?
It's only by Dav Gush that he's machmir like this.
No, he's machmir everything. He says, "Don't be nafkamina davagush," because we're machmir in everything.
He doesn't cite
so,
sources, though.
He's saying, it's just his meaning. When you say meaning, you don't have sources. So, it's a some cipher. But I'm not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about Blias. We're talking now about Blias. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's a different chumra, not as chumor. There's a chay yadam. And again, it's hard to know what to do with it because the Mishapura does bring it down on one occasion. But the rest of the Siman, he talks normally. The Chayi Adam says that the whole dinim of Klisheni Klishlishi is only by Yatzer Ledes, by something that's hot in a normal way. But something that's Yad Nichviz by, that skin would burn, a hand would get burnt by it. So that, we're machmer even on a Klishlishi, Klirivi, it doesn't matter. It's Yad Nichviz by, we're always machmer. Now, what exactly is Yad Nichviz by? You know, we always joke about getting a volunteer to do some experiments I don't know what Yad Nichviz by is, but it's very hot. He says to be machmir. And again, it's a mechumro that he just says that's, we're machmir. He doesn't bring him a car.
And you learn Shulchan Aruch. You don't have Yad Nechus, but you have Yad Teledus Plague. So it's a little hard to know how to deal with it. But, okay. I think all the Paiskim are use this to be more machmer by Klisheni and a Dabar Gush. But not to take on the Chon some Sefer Chumra all the way. In other words, the Mechaber holds that Klisheni will always make. So we're machmer in a Klisheni. Who's machmer? So the Shach is machmer in a Klisheni. The Shach is machmer in a Dabar Gush. So we take the some cipher, we take it more seriously, even though there are many mekilin. So we take it more seriously to be machmir. But okay. But al kapanim, this is the one source of davar gush. It's in Hilchos Taruvos and Kufei as well. The whole tumul over davar gush.
So
how liquid you do? So we said to be meikel. The Pesachei Tshuva brought this Michas Yakov, the Salsa Mimcha.
It's
a dry tone. It's a davar gush. If it has liquid, then it's not a davar gush. It's okay. All right. So these are the dinim of the davar gush. Let's move on to Siv Ches. You mean you don't need enough milk that it should be like the cholent, that it goes to the finest secondary, or just you pour a little bit of milk on it? It's a little hard to know. Where Moshe does write is that if you have some cold mixed with hot, that gives it a din of a klisheini. Moshe's nafkamina is gabi water that's coming from the spout, and you're washing dishes, and you have hot water coming out of the spout, the temperature is significant. But you put some cold water on together with it, so that there's cold water coming as well. So Ramesha writes that has a din of a klisheini. Because what's the whole din of a klisheini? That the fanis makarer is, that walls are makarer. So Ramesha says, you put in cold water, it's also makarer. So it's also the fanis makarer. Now, the question that you're asking is, what happens if you pour in onto a davar gush, you have rice, you pour some milk onto the rice. So I guess if it's makar, it'll be makar. How much do you have to put? It's hard. A few drips is not going to do it. If you put in an amount, I guess it'll be makar the same way that the fanis is a makar. It'll be a case of tatoi govar. Okay, let me just remember. We had once a Chavis Das, I think, in Tzaddik Aleph, who said that even when we say Tatoi Govar, it means that the bottom one is Beileya from the top. So let's say somebody has rice, and puts a piece of cold meat on top of the rice, so the meat is Beileya from the piece of meat which is on it. But that meat itself doesn't become a Klirishin. That meat itself, if it's cold, stays cold, to the degree that if milk fell on top of it, or a piece of cheese touched on top of it, it would not be mafla b'mavliya. So in the case of rice, assuming the rice is tarif, and somebody put milk into the rice, so even if the rice will cook the milk, we could still be done if the rice itself is going to have a din of a klisheini. If the milk itself, which is in the rice, is going to be mafla b'mavliya, like the davar gush is mafla b'mavliya. Because on the milk itself, we could still be done. And that you can still be. Okay, al kapanim, this is the halach of Siv Zayin. Let's, I want to make one more point. The davar gush onto a plate, you should realize the plate is only belayak de klipa. Even if you hold the davar gush, it has no like a klirishim. But the plate you're putting it on is still only kadei klipa because of tatoi gavar. Because the bottom is cold, and the top is hot. The Prima Gadim here makes that point that even though we say Dava Gush is Chomer, but it's as Chomer as a Klirishin. So you put it on top of something, the thing you put it on only is also Kadei Klipa. And if later you put milk into the same pot, to the same plate, you only need shishim against the kedei klipa, not against kulay, because the bottom is cold and the top is hot. If you put a hot piece of meat on top of a milchika plate, right, so that'd be a good example, you'll need shishim against the klipa of the milchika plate, not against the whole milchika plate, because tatoi gavar, it's only a kedei klipa. So it's no worse than if it was a klirishim. Okay, sivches. Sivches. Oh, let's just finish. Oh, I finished the Ramah. Okay. Sivches. Sivches is unusual in that the taich of the words is difficult. Usually, we don't have a problem with taiching the Mechaber Ramah, because if we don't know what it means, we look up the Gemara and the Rishonim and we see what it means. This Mechaber is actually just a tshuva of Rabbeinu Yerochim, and it's not clear how to translate it. The Taz and Shach have two different taich of the case. And it has to do with the first five words. Im nafo letanor pnadish gvina. Now pnadish appears to be some type of meat. That everyone agrees. So let's say pnadish, we'll use the word steak. If something fell, letanor pnadish gvina. Cheese fell onto what? The Taz taich is, tanor pnadish means a steak oven. A steak oven. That means there's no meat here. We're talking about the keli. Look in Tezvav, Tana Panadish, Pirish, Kaira Shalbasar. Some utensil, a meat utensil. Then Shalisim by Michael Shalbasar and Nikra Panadish. You make this Panadish stuff in this Kaira Shalbasar. So we're talking here about cheese falling onto a utensil. Onto a keli, according to the mechaber. So according to the mechaber, we're talking about cheese onto a keli. If you look into the shach, he says no. This means tanur panadish means steak in a tanur. He says pirish anafal al panadish chama on hot meat gvina. What's the shayla? Cheese fell onto hot meat. And that's the case that we're talking about here in the Shulchan Aruch. So we have here two shitas about the case. What is the original case in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shaila? Is it cheese onto a keli, a fleishik, a hat? Or is it cheese onto meat, which is hot? Now, let's see what it says. Im nafal etanu pnadish gavina afilalacha, even moist cheese. V'chein Gavina chama b'kairis basa b'nibas yayma. The same thing, hot cheese onto a fleishiga pot. I'll get the first case, the tana pnadish is hot. The second case, the gavina is the one that's hot. Ein ayser el kadei klipa. It only asks kadei klipa. Now, one second. Let's figure out like the Taz. Let's figure it out like the Shach. What's going on here? According to the Taz, you put a piece of hot cheese onto a keli. There's no liquid. You're not cooking. So what? A klirishim, a tanur, I guess would be klirishim. Even though he used the word kaira, which is typically klisheni, it's so funny. Mechaber says tanur pnadish. Sounds like a klirishim. Klirishim. Well, the mechaber says klirishim. That could be an klisheni. Mechaber typically doesn't ask a klisheni. But I don't want to get sidetracked. 1 minute. So you have here a piece of cheese, which is not mixed with reitiv, which goes onto a tanner. Now, normally, that's tzli. Tzli is when you have hot meat without liquid on a spit or on a roasting pan, and assuming there's no liquid. Tzli normally goes kedei netila. Kedei netila. Here it's kedei klipa. Netila is about an inch, is at the width of a thumb, which is about 9/10 of an inch. And the klipa is a very thin layer. What is the chiddush of this sif? The chiddush is, the Shach will explain, and the Taz and Shach both go with the same explanation. The chiddush is that cheese is a dover kachush. We have a Kabbalah that cheese is not a dover shamein, it's not a fatty food. Cheese has a din of a dover kachush, and something that's not fatty, it only goes kedei klipa. So according to the Taz, this is a kula from a food into a keli. A food into a food, the Taz wouldn't be Mekel. Just because he's Mekel from a food into a keli doesn't mean you make a food into a food. So that's the kula. According to the Shach, though,
It's a bigger kula. According to the Shach, it's enough it's enough from cheese into food, cheese onto steak, to cut off a kedei klipa from the steak. Let's see the Shach inside. Pirish enough al apnadish chama on hot steak fell gevina. I feel lach even moist. Sagi lepnadish the klipa. It's enough to take off just one layer of the steak. That their food into food needs, if they're both, there's no liquid, needs kedei netila. The gevina which is belay from the meat, and the meat is fatty, tzarch netila. That would be kedei netila. But the cheese itself is not mavliya into the food more than kedei klipa. Well, the bottom one was hot. In the first case, there are two cases in the Mechaber. The first case, the meat is hot. The second case, the cheese is hot.
So the first case is not. So again, why don't we talk about the Tatoa Gover?
Because the bottom one is hot.
The bottom one is hot. So
the cheese that goes onto it, it should be belay. So he's saying that since it's not a Dover Kachush,
even if it was a Dover Shomein, it would only be Kedei Netila.
Well, no. If it'd be a Dover Shomein, it would go Bekula, food into food. We're going to see in a minute.
That's if the bottom one is Shomein. The Shomein is spread in a Shomein.
Yeah.
We're talking about now the cheese falling out.
Okay, hold on a second. Look in. All right, so wait. What do we have so far? We have a Kula, that cheese is Kachush. And the extent of the Kula appears to be a Machlaikis, the Taz and the Shach. Taz holds only into a Keli. The Shach holds even into a food. Now look at the Dogel Mervava. The Shach said the Gevina itself needs Netila. Zaktish Dogel Mervava, that is, if it's lean meat, if it's not fatty meat. Im apnadish shamein, if it's fatty meat, Nesar HaGevina Kula. Then it's totally us. In other words, before this Sif, we learned by the Dinim of Tzli, that Sli goes Kedei Netila, and by Dover Shomein, it goes Bekulai. That's what we had till here. That a typical thing goes Kedei Netila, a fatty food goes Bekulai. Now we're saying that there's a Dover Kachush. On the other extreme, there's a Dover Kachush that only goes Kedei Klipa. So now it's really confusing. You have a Dover Shomein goes Bekulai, a typical item goes Kedei Netila, and a cheese, suddenly we have this chiddush, that cheese is kachush, and the cheese only goes kedei klipa. That's the kula. The Chazaynish goes to town on this. Chazaynish says, he doesn't understand, he says it's not the derech of Rishayim to create metzias without a makar and shas. And from where does this come, that cheese should be more kuladik? He also asks, that cheese, do we see cheese is not fatty? If it's 6 hour cheese, it could be very fatty. Yeah, it could be. It's Moshech Tam. So I don't know what he means. Why does he mean it's not fatty? There's Dr. Chazaynish. He's a little matmiya. Oh, it's going. Therefore, he has a whole different shot. But it's a whole different shot, not like all the Paiskim. All the Paiskim explain. He's arguing with the Shach. And the Chazaynish, it's hard for him to argue with the Shach, especially Prima Gan, the Chavaz Das. No one seems to argue with the Shach. However, I do want to tell you la halacha. First of all, the Dogam Ravava at the last part says l'didon calling your nesra kulay. Says we say we're not bekiyim ben kachish l'shamein, and therefore l'didon there's no big nafkamina because if cheese fell on a steak in your house, you probably wouldn't even call the rav. You understand that we're machmir that goes bekulay, and what? The Dogam Ravava is going on, you're right, Dogam Ravava is going on the meat into the cheese. It's not going the cheese into the meat. However, I'll read the Chavaz Das, Sivkot Yud Zayin, Chavaz Das page test if you have a regular print. The Chavaz Das says, Ayin Shach, Sivkot Lamed Beis, the one we just read. He says, Zeh Ladas HaMechaber, Aval Lididon, But like our halacha, shekasa v'rab b'hagasim in kufay. Duramah said in kufay, dikdei shloim nechalek bin kachish l'shamein, mashvinon hakayel l'shamein. Afbedover she'ein by sarach shamnunis. We who are machnir that ain't on ubekiyem in kachish l'shamein in all cases ain't sham. Afbegevina oyser hakayel. The language is clear. Afbegevina oyser hakayel. Chemuchik b'tzadik alosif hey. Afil b'mliach oyser gevina atzamach. He said to Ramah, I didn't say anything here, because Ramah relied. He says in Kofay that we're not Bekiyim Mekachesh L'Shameh, and therefore he says that we're not Bekiyis, and therefore he says that we're going to be Machmir anyway. This whole sif is not Legal Halacha, because we're Machmir that Sli goes Bekulai, no matter what. Now, in Kabbalah and the Kabel, I mean, this is what it says in the Chavis Das, that we're not Bekiyim. It's just interesting that sometimes you say, Einonu Bekiyim. But what we know for sure, we know for sure. The example I gave you earlier about Shabbos, that we don't know what, we're not Bekiyim, what Kalei Abishal, we're Machmer and everything. But Mishnah Berurah says, Shemin and Mayim and Tavlin, that we're sure is not, we know is not Kalei Abishal, we're Mekel. So I would think, we're not Bekiyim, Kachush Hashamim. But it says here that cheese is Kachush, so I should be able to rely, cheese is Kachush. Unless there are different types of cheese, I don't know. Maybe some cheese is more fatty. I don't know anything about cheese, but you should know today they don't make cheese from regular milk. Our cheese today, everything is not normal in the world. Today milk comes from New Jersey, and cheese comes from Wisconsin. Now you would think, what do you mean cheese comes from Wisconsin? What are you going to Wisconsin for? If they get the milk out of the cows. So they get the cheese to also come from cows. So what's the difference between this and that? Why do our cheeses come from Wisconsin and our milk comes from New Jersey? The answer is that they feed the cows. They probably breed the cows too, but they certainly feed the cows to produce a milk which is good for cheese in Wisconsin. And to produce a milk which is good for milk is good for drinking or for butter, they produce in New Jersey. So I don't know, our cheeses are very fatty. I don't know if normal cow, a cow that typically eats grass and gives milk would have such fatty cheese. I have no idea. I know I once spoke to the Mashkiach there, he lives in Milwaukee, he travels to the farms, and he told me that every truckload of milk that comes in to make cheese, the first thing they do is they take out a sampling and they measure the fat content. And they pay for the milk from the farmer based on the fat content. The amount of fat content of each truckload gets a price based on the content. They don't pay the same for every truckload of milk because they pay a premium if it's fattier. And that's just the way it is. Right. Oh, yeah, Wisconsin, they don't. That's good to know. I would like to check that up, not because, just to make sure it's still that way, because I have, the truth is, I don't like to say things because everything becomes political, but I have an old thing with the Cholav Akum. Today in America, the Cholav Akum is not, that's Cholav Akum, forget Cholav Akum, it's a major problem of treifus. If somebody would use Cholav Akum in my kelim at home, I would kasher it, because of the surgery which is done on the cows today, the milk today is mutter b'hefsim ruvah. Cholav stam milk is mutter b'makom hefsid. It's mutter bitl b'rayv. If you want, Rabbi Bleich put out his fifth volume of contemporary halachic issues. If you want to get it, Rabbi Bleich is very objective. He quotes shittas. He doesn't have his own agenda. He collects shittas. And you'll see what he writes about the surgical procedures they do today to the cows. And it's really not a lechatchila. It's not a lechatchila. And I remember that day that was tumbling about the milk, and they came back there. Rav Palm was masking to be Mekel. And 5 minutes later, I asked Rav Palm that I heard he was masking to be Mekel. Is it so? And he said, yeah, of course it's so. They told me they have over $1 million worth of product of cheese. He was talking about cheese in the warehouse. That's after some Maruba, $1 million. Didn't sound like Rav Palm was Mekel. For a person just for 15 cents cheaper to buy milk or to buy Carvel, that was his cooler that they came, that he was Mekel. And they have the Paiskim. Each hash has its own Paiskim. But it's not, it's very much not a Lechatchila. The head there of...
Does the OU on a Kalavakim
The OU does not. The Chalav Yisrael companies are makpid which cows they get from. The OU doesn't have a hashgacha tamidus. Yeah, I don't mean only the OU. I mean that Sherem in general, that all Chalav Stam, anybody gives a hash on Chalav Stam, is being soymach on these kulas, which, you know, give you a marmokam anilach if you want. The Rav Leich has an excellent collection of all the shitas. And it's not such a davar pashut bizman hazeh. Now, if in Wisconsin is different, I'd like to find out. I have a way to find out. I could.
10 years ago when he came in,
I'd like to be mevarik. Now, let's do a siftes because we're almost done with the simen. Bishlu dvash b'machva shel basa bas yoyma. If you cook honey in a flesh of a bas yoyma keli, v'yikul cham b'kayri shel chalav, and the honey was then poured hot into a milk pot, bas yoyma, mutter mishum davar napar not eter. That's easy enough, sif. If you cook honey in a machva shel basa, in a flesh of a keli, and then you pour it when it's hot into a milchika keli, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So he says a reason because of napar not being mutter, which the sugya of napar not is simen kuf hei. But actually, there's a second reason, which the Mechaber brings in simen later in simen kuf hei, that devash and meat is nice and tam lefgam. That honey and meat are pogum one with the other. And I believe the Shach brings in a Sivkot and Lamedalit. Hatamishum Dishamunis Bidvash have a nice and time of Gam. Do they put today honey on? They put honey on meat? So don't tell them that it's nice and time of Gam. And does nice and time of Gam change? In the honey, it's nice and time of Gam. But not in the meat. In the honey, oh, maybe. The honey tastes worse. The meat maybe tastes okay. Okay, I don't know. Does nice time of Gam change by times? If somebody likes, it doesn't change by individuals. If one person happens not to like fish, it doesn't make a fish nice time of Gam. But does it change by the way what people like? Huh? I think it does. We learn out of that it has to be nechal ager agasha b'shechrechat it nana has to be a davar nechal ager. So I don't know, does it change? Doesn't it change? I don't know. But al-Kapanim, that's simple enough. Sif, and Mitzvah Hashem, next week he starts in Mitzvah Adikai.